This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Welcome to Volunteering Vibes, Volunteering Hawke's Bay's podcast. Today, our guest joins us from Sustainable Napier, the legends that are out there inspiring our community to live lighter on the planet, one step at a time. Their team are championing everything from waste reduction to climate-friendly choices, local projects that make our neighbourhoods cleaner, greener and future-ready. Basically, if it helps the environment and brings people together, they're probably involved in it somewhere. So grab a cuppa, settle in and let's welcome Helen Howard. Hi Helen, we're excited to hear from you today.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. So for our listeners that I don't know what you guys do over there, do you want to just tell us what you're up to?
Yes, sure. So a few years ago, my friend Elisa and I were trying to solve the world's problems, as we do, and we'd heard about repair cafes operating around the world and thought it would be a really good idea to start one in Napier. At the time, I started the repair cafe under the name Sustainable Napier because I had really grand plans of creating community gardens and doing a whole lot of other things under that banner, but it turned out actually looking after two children and having a job meant that the repair cafe was about all I could handle. So basically Sustainable Napier is just me. Because Elisa got a little bit too busy, so I just launched it on my own.
Oh, yeah. Incredible. So you talked about repair cafe there. Do you want to tell us a bit more about that? I think that people might have heard that term floating around, so tell us what that's about.
Yes, so that's the main project under Sustainable Napier that we run every month from Asher Hall, which is on Tennyson Street there in Napier. So repair cafes are places which are always run by volunteers. And they started quite a number of years ago, around 16 years ago, in Amsterdam. A woman there started a repair cafe, and it's basically a whole team of volunteers who repair people's household items. The idea of it is that there's really no charge. Our repair cafe is free for anyone to come along to. We do encourage a koha if you're happy with your repaired item, but there's no obligation to pay anything because we don't want to make that a barrier to people bringing their items along for repair. So it's volunteer run, volunteer led. It's just all about bringing community together to repair people's items and share those repair skills as well.
What sort of things do people bring?
Well, our most popular area would be our electrical repair area. So we have a number of registered electricians who repair all sorts of electronic goods from heaters and fans through to keyboards, blenders, all sorts of small electronic items. So the rule is that you need to be able to carry it in yourself. So we don't want fridges and things like that coming in. It's a bit too large. So that's our most popular repair area. But we also have a general repair area, which could be really anything. There's a lot of gluing and things that goes on in that area. So little ceramic ornaments. People bring in clocks, people bring in chairs and things for wooden repairs. We also, so anything goes really in that area. We have knife and tool sharpening, so that's a fantastic service that we offer.
That can be quite difficult to track down, I find, from a personal point of view.
Yes. So that's a very popular area that we only launched about 3 or 4 months ago. We have jewellery repair, so that's always a popular area, and also clothing and textiles. Oh, and tech repair too, so tech support. So we have someone who can, if your computer's running slowly or you've got some kind of strange things happening in the background, then we have tech support for phones, tablets and laptops.
Wow, I can't imagine someone who wouldn't be interested in that. That's a fantastic range of services.
Yes, and a huge range of skills that we rely on from our volunteers
and
too.
And they're all volunteers, as you say.
Yes.
So how do you get your volunteers? How does that happen?
Well, when I started Sustainable Napier, I approached the media. So it was really helpful to have some articles within, I think, the Napier Courier at the time. did an article for us and just trying to get the word out, really. And it was amazing the response that we had back. And also, obviously, I advertised on Volunteering Hawke's Bay.
Thank you very much.
Little plug for you there. To see if we could get some people interested in coming along. And, yeah, it was such a fantastic response. I was actually blown away. So, yeah, absolutely amazing. And we actually have some other positions that we need people for. For example, we have two or three people at the reception area helping to fill out our forms. Mm-hmm. Because we need to collect all the repair data, so it's important that we know how many items have come in, how many items we've been able to repair, and how many we weren't able to repair. And we also have a lovely, as the name suggests, cafe operating. So we have a couple of volunteers in there making tea, coffee, and all of our baking is also donated by volunteers. So we couldn't run the repair cafe without volunteers.
Literally. So there's a whole range of roles there, from making and fixing to the kind of backroom administration and the statistic keeping and the cafe, so the baking and the serving of refreshments.
That's right.
Wow, there's no excuse not to get involved, really, is there?
Exactly.
So do your volunteers need any special training or...?
Well, normally they bring the skills that they already have. Actually, in fact, our volunteers really are encouraged to share their skills with the community, because part of the Repair Cafe kaupapa is to build that resilience within the community. So give people the confidence to repair their own things and pass on those repair skills, which in recent generations have actually been lost somewhat.
Yes.
Even just knowing what kind of glue will fix a certain item. You know, you go into Mitre 10 and it's like, I've got no idea which
glue. It's just a big wall of glue, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and we also run sewing wānanga within the Repair Cafe, where people can learn basic hand sewing skills. So that's not only open to children, it's for adults as well.
So sewing a button on or turning up a pair of trousers or something.
Yes. So we have machine and hand sewers, but our fantastic volunteer Marie, she runs a little pop-up sewing skills workshop every Repair Cafe for those, pass those skills on, because we encourage people to sit with their repairer to see how the item's being repaired, because a lot of people were not confident to repair their own items.
And do you think that changes when they see that work going on?
I think so, yes. Yes. And I mean, I know myself, I'm a bit reluctant to take things apart in case I don't know how to put them back together again.
I'm rather, I need this spare piece on now.
Where does that screw go again?
Totally. I think we can all relate to that, definitely. Yes. So thinking about what your volunteers give, so that's what we've focused on there, what do they tell you they get out of volunteering with you?
Well, I'm really lucky in that I feel as though, not through my own making really, but there's just such a beautiful whānau vibe about our volunteer team. And I have this core crew that have really been, a lot of them have been there since the very beginning. And for me, I feel like that's validation for how the Repair Cafe runs and how they feel when they come to the Repair Cafe.
Yeah.
Because it's so important for it to be a really safe, happy community environment, really. Mm-hmm. And they just have fun. Yeah, it's just a really good vibe. Even if you don't have anything to repair, a lot of people just come in to have a chat and connect with each other. So that's what it's really about, that community connection.
So it's a wider outreach than the repair itself. It goes beyond that.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, there's a lot of lonely people out there who might just want to come in for a cuppa and read the newspaper.
And that's okay.
And that's absolutely fine.
Yeah,
yeah, we're open to everyone. Yeah.
That's a wonderful resource, isn't it, in our community? I really love the thought of that. So if you've just joined us now, you're listening to a regular program presented by Volunteering Hawke's Bay, where we promote volunteers and their organisations all across the Bay. Our website is vhb.org.nz. I'm Tracy, and today we're talking to Helen Howard of Sustainable Napier, a volunteer-run trust that's all about connection, inclusiveness, community and minimising waste, as we've just heard Helen tell us all about. So when did you first become personally involved in this?
Well, I started to set it up around about the end of 2021.
Okay.
and my intention was to launch it at the end of 2021, but I believe there were some lockdowns and things like that around that
still
time,
lingering.
So COVID put a spanner in the works, and kind of fitting for a repair cafe. So I had to put it off for a little while, and then we launched when the traffic light system was kind of done with, because I didn't really want to try and have everyone seated and separated, and it was going to be a bit too tricky.
Yes.
So we launched in June 2022. Yeah.
Right.
So we're coming up 4 years
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've got
our fourth birthday in June.
Nice. You're going to be celebrating that?
Yes, always. Yes, we always mark that. We have a get-together with our volunteers. I try and make it fun and do a little bit of a quiz and some raffle prizes and things. Yeah.
Very nice. So thinking back over those 4 years, is there anything in particular that stands out for you, something that's made you particularly proud or that you've really...
Yes, well, recently in October, we ran a separate repair cafe in collaboration with the Salvage Workshop in Waipukoto.
Yes.
And that was to mark International Repair Day, which is on October the 17th. Okay. Oh, it's on October the 17th this year. I think it's around about that time every year. And I thought it would be really great to mark that day by collaborating with them. So they're a little workshop down in Waipukoto, and they salvage items that were going to go to the landfill and upcycle them into really amazing products. So all sorts of things like lamps and furniture, and there's a guy called Graham who runs it. He's a volunteer as well, and I thought it'd be really fun to do a collaboration. So we packed everything up and drove down there and ran a little pop-up repair cafe with Graham and the crew down there, and that was really, really fun.
The repair cafe goes on the road.
On the road, yes, yes. It's not something I can manage all the time, but I thought it'd be really fun, and there was a really good turnout for that, and I think I could see that possibly in the future they might be inspired to run one on their own.
More of those, yeah. Mm. I saw the post on social media.
Oh, great. It's always fun to collaborate with different groups.
Mm, definitely. Yeah. That's awesome. So what's on the cards for this year, though? You talked about International Repair Day.
Yes.
So is there anything else that's coming up for you?
Not particularly. Mm. No. We're just kind of trucking along, trying to improve as we go. I've just recently created a comprehensive induction document for volunteers, because I felt like just me talking to them about what's involved wasn't really enough.
Yeah.
So that covers everything from health and safety through to, you know, expectations of me and what can they expect. I do encourage people, if they would like to volunteer, to just come and check out the repair cafe and see if they just beforehand see if they like the vibe.
And how would they find out when the repair cafes are on?
So my main communication tool is Facebook. So if you look up Sustainable Napier on Facebook, all of the details are on there. So I've recently posted all our dates for 2026. So we run the last Saturday of the month between February and November. Yeah, so we take a break December, January.
Okay.
Just to give our volunteers a summer break.
Yeah, absolutely.
And myself too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you've got those, you know, those points in the year when you, you know you're going to be meeting. So
yes, so it's always the last Saturday of every month.
Okay.
The only difference this year is that our repair cafe falls on Anzac Day, so instead of running from 11:30 till 2:30, we're going to run it from 1 until 4 because...
Okay. Just to allow people to go to those services and those...
Yes.
Absolutely, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's the only difference this year.
So what would you say to someone sitting at home listening to this now and thinking about whether they might step up and volunteer for you or come along and have a cup of tea? You know, what would you say to them?
Well, the thing I love about the repair cafe is, like I said, it's a really... fun, kind of chilled out community vibe. There's no obligation to volunteer every month, so if you can't make it, it's absolutely not a problem. So that's a good opportunity for people that feel a bit reluctant to lock in every month, knowing that Saturdays are quite busy for most people. So because we have quite a decent list of volunteers that we can call upon, it's really not a huge issue if people can't make it.
I think that's a really important message to share, because one of the things volunteers tell us is that they are reluctant to volunteer because they don't know what the commitment is.
Yes.
You know, what shape it is and
yes, definitely.
How it might fit in amongst the other things they've got going on in their lives.
So exactly.
That's,
yeah.
That's a really
life happens. People might want to go away or they might get sick and that's just how
it happens.
So it's absolutely no obligation to come along every month.
That's beautiful.
Just when you feel.
Yeah.
When you feel like it.
Doesn't get any better than that, does it really? Okay, so if someone out there is listening now and is thinking about, okay, I might like to get involved, so what would you say are their next steps?
Well, they can get in touch with me, Helen, mm-hmm. at Sustainable Napier. Mm-hmm. So my email address for the Repair Cafe is sustainablenapier@gmail.com. And that's probably the easiest way because then I can get in touch and let them know a little bit about the Repair Cafe, mm-hmm. send them that induction document, which covers off pretty much everything that they need to know. Mm. And if they're not entirely sure whether they want to volunteer, just come along to our next Repair Cafe, which is on February the 28th. Mm. So it runs between 11:30 and 2:30. So they can just pop in and have a cup of tea and see if they like the feel of it. Yeah.
You're not going to get any better offer than that, are you really? That's amazing. I'm going to be super nosy now, Helen, and say when I speak to guests on this show and they're talking about volunteers that, you know, come to them, it's quite usual for people like you to have had a volunteering history yourselves, to have been active and involved in the community.
Yes.
Is that true for you?
Yes. So, I've been volunteering for various organisations for quite a number of years, actually. So I lived in Melbourne for a number of years and I volunteered for Australian Conservation Volunteers over there. And there was a Supporters of Mary Creek, which is a little creek which runs through Melbourne, which I volunteered for as well, doing plantings and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then when I moved to Hawke's Bay, I created a project called Plog Napier, which was about people picking up litter on the beaches and around our streets. So I created that little project. That was quite fun. And also I volunteered for Boomerang Bags. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. So before the plastic bag ban came in, we made tote bags out of reclaimed materials, textiles, and gave them out free to the community. So when they've forgotten their reusable bags, they could just grab a boomerang bag and either bring it back or just continue to use it.
Hence the boomerang. I get it now.
Rather the boomerang. Part of it. Yeah, and I also love to go to planting days organised by regional council, beach cleanups, big on beach cleanups. So, yeah, and I also always bring my children along because I think it's really great for them to learn to give back. Mm. Yeah, I'm also a volunteer at Cape Sanctuary, so I go
once
a month.
Yeah.
Feed the manu out there, the birds out there. Yeah. I just get a lot out of it because volunteering is not 100% selfless, actually. Mm. You have to have a fun experience while you're doing it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you won't come back to volunteer. And that's what I've learned about how I treat my volunteers at the Repair Cafe. They have to have a good time. Mm. They have to feel like it's worth it to give up their Saturday to come along.
Yeah.
And that's really important to treat your volunteers really, really well because they're worth their weight in gold.
And that's an absolutely beautiful message to share. And also for our volunteers or would-be volunteers out there listening, it's not free work. It's not employment on the cheap.
Yes.
Our volunteers will always tell us that they get so much more out of it than they give.
Yes.
And it's about finding the right fit for you. So the organisation that you are passionate about, that you feel in tune with, and going with that. So
that's right.
Yeah.
And there's nothing like joining a team of passionate people who all have the same goal in mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you can achieve incredible things together. You really can.
Yes.
So I just want to say a huge thank you to Helen for joining us today. The time has absolutely whizzed by.
Has. Time flies when you're having fun.
Absolutely. So to you, Helen, thank you, and to everyone else at the Sustainable Napier, whatever role they fulfil, for the incredible mahi that you do. So if you're ready to get on board and help in our community, volunteering Hawke's Bay can help you find your best fit. So hop on over to our website, www.vhb.org.nz, and see what's happening. So we'll finish up today without saying a heartfelt thank you to the lovely people here at Radio Hawke's Bay. You can catch more volunteering stories and heaps of other opportunities to listen, learn and get involved right here at radiohawkesbay.org.nz.
Until the next time.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.